Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today, the church celebrates the feast of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the temple. And this event isn't recorded in any of the canonical books of the Bible. But we do learn of it from the proto-Gospel of James, the Gospel of Pseudo-Matthew, the Gospel of the Nativity of Mary, and other apocryphal books. And they relate that Mary, at the age of 3, was brought by her parents to the temple in fulfillment of a vow there to be educated. And it's very profitable or probable that the holy prophet Simeon and the prophetess Anna, who both witnessed the presentation of Jesus in the temple, had known his mother as a little girl in the temple and observed her truly unique sanctity. And this is actually confirmed in the Mystical City of God, a book written by Blessed Mary of Agreda at the request of the Virgin Mary. She mentions that God preserved St. Anne from conceiving all those years in order to inspire her and St. Joachim to make a vow that they would present their child to God in the temple at the age of 3. And they did this because if they hadn't, or God allowed this because if they hadn't made a vow to God, they could never have parted with such a beautiful child as Mary. And where better than in the temple could Mary be prepared for her mission? 12 years of recollection and prayer, contemplation and sufferings were the preparation for the one chosen by God. Now, according to St. Jerome, Mary's day in the temple would have gone something like this. From dawn until 9 in the morning, she prayed. From 9 until 3, she applied herself to manual work. Then she turned again to prayer. She was always the first to undertake night watches, the one most applied to study, the most fervent in chanting the Psalms, the most zealous in works of charity, the purest among the virgins, her companions, and the most perfect in the practice of every virtue. From the day Our Lady was presented in the temple till today and forever, she remains the example, par excellence, for Christian virginity. After her, we know will come countless legions of virgins consecrated to the Lord, both religious and lay alike, engaged in the charitable works of the church in the world. Mary will be their eternal model and sure guide on the path of perfection. This feast stresses an important truth about Mary. From the beginning of her life,
She was dedicated to God.
She herself became a greater temple than any made by hands. God came to dwell in her in a marvelous manner and sanctified her for her unique role in God's saving work. At the same time, the magnificence of Mary enriches her children. You know, we too, if in a state of sanctifying grace, are temples of God and sanctified in order that we might enjoy and share in God's saving work. You know, the consecration of Mary to God presented all the conditions of the most perfect sacrifice. You know, it was prompt, generous, joyous, unregretted, and without reservation. And this is what our life must be. You know, we need to follow our examples, the example of Our Lady in her loving service of God. You know, and how pleasing it must have been to God . And we too can please him by following Our Lady's example. You know, may the Marian consecration of ourselves to God be made in this same way, under her patronage, assisted by her powerful intercession and united with her indescribable merits. Then we too can be looked upon by our Lord as faithful disciples and be referred to as his brothers and sisters and mothers.